Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the world of the internet wrestling community, there are fabulous disruptors whose role it is to keep everyone guessing, keep everyone on their toes. Sometimes raise a dry smile and have a laugh along the way. Sometimes upset people. That part's fun as well. I am joined by, personally, one of my favourite internet wrestling community disruptors. Yours as well. Hopefully by the end of this, I'm chatting to the man that you and I know as Tom's Customs. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Look, we need to give full disclosure. We talked about it online. It's the second time we've chatted. this is only on two occasions have I recorded an interview and then somehow, probably a user error, the interview has just vanished into thin air. So it's yourself and Joe Hendry, former Impact Wrestling digital media champion.
Wow.
It's elite company. I had to, I remember having to message back and go, hi, Impact Press people. I didn't record at this end. Could Joe talk to me again, please? But I appreciate you taking time once again. Actually, what's nice is since we last spoke, Tom, the wrestling world has caught fire with CM Punk being terminated from AEW. As a fan of the wrestling, what are your thoughts on that?
Ooh, okay. See, you said you were going to be spicy. I didn't know it was going to be this spicy.
Yeah, I did warn you this time around to be spicy. Got a towel on Phil Brooks. God, Tom.
Well, he is one of my favorites of all time. But I was a fan of AEW before he was there. And I'm going to continue to be a fan now that he's not there. And I will take advantage of any opportunity I can to make people think that he is joining a new company.
Have you pondered some of these already? If you have, you don't need to tell us.
I've already posted a couple where they got traction, but, you know, people, it was crazy all weekend. So they might have got lost in the shuffle a little bit, but there was one where I did entertain the thought, since he is fired from AEW, he could go to Ring of Honor.
Yes! he could. I love the idea of him doing that. And just, it's everyone from backstage AEW, but they're all wearing mustaches.
Oh, yeah. What was that suit he wore a couple weeks ago? He can come back as that.
Ooh!
I forgot what it was called.
Forgotten now, but he could do that, or he could just come out wearing Triple H's blazer, that oversized thing that he wore back in WWE that day. I mean, who knows? He could be wearing Triple H's blazer by now already. Oh, heck.
Oh,
he's done it! Now, Tom, let's talk about you more importantly. So, people will have seen you popping up here, there, and everywhere I love to describe you as a disruptor. I think that's a really suitable way to describe you. When it comes to becoming a wrestling fan, though, what made you a wrestling fan to begin with?
The video games, the PS1 video games, the SmackDown ones. I wasn't a Nintendo guy. I was a PlayStation guy. So I played SmackDown, SmackDown 2. And then when the PS2 came out, I played Just Bring It and Here Comes the Pain and all that. So the video games were the big catalyst for me becoming a big fan.
When you play the video games, who was your go-to character?
The first wrestler I ever loved was Ken Shamrock because his theme song is the best theme song of all time.
I'm trying to remember how he plays. I think on the first SmackDown game, he's quite easy to play as well. Like he's comfortable to play as. Like all his moves are very easy to pull off. The belly to belly always looks nice on there. And I think that's a good shout, that one. Is it beyond the theme music? Are you a fan of Ken Shamrock, or is it primarily the theme music that does it for you?
I like this name, Ken Shamrock. It's a good name.
He's one of
And
them
when I
good ones.
played it, I liked making people tap out. So that was fun.
He's probably one of them that will pretend to be Irish as well. They get a lot of that in America. And when we spoke initially, you talked about how maybe your parents weren't massively au fait with you watching the wrestling. So video
They're still
games,
not a fan.
and they're still not. Was this a big discussion in your house when you were younger, when you came to put the wrestling on? Was this all a big kickoff?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, coupled with how risque the content was, I don't think they wanted me watching fake fighting. My dad was always a big, oh, it's fake. Why would you want to watch something fake? Watch something real, like football, blah, blah, blah. And even when I tell people about wrestling today, it's like, why are you watching that? It's fake. I'm like, well, everything's fake. Even the sports you enjoy are fake. The Mob used to bet on it. The Mob used to run it. So, but I'm not going to get into that. I'm just saying everything is entertainment. And if I'm entertained by it, I like it.
You've got a wonderful flair for graphics and graphic design that you utilize in online with your love for wrestling. Where did that aspect of Tom come from?
The graphics? Okay, funny story. Well, not funny, but. One of my
If I
buddies,
don't laugh, Tom, I'll be livid.
one of my buddies is a is an amateur MMA fighter, and he was on this show where every fight got announced except his. Everyone had a graphic except his, and I'm like, man, I can make a better graphic than that. So I decided to send him a couple pictures. He was like, oh man, this is really cool. I really appreciate that. And then I'm like, wow, my graphic does look better than theirs. What would happen if I actually tried to do this? So, and I was always a big wrestling fan anyway. So when I got on Twitter and social media more, I would see independent wrestling posters and graphics. I'm like, these are bad. Like, these are who would watch this? And it's amazing how what people the independent wrestling promotions can actually get. Like, you'll see big stars show up at these places, and they're on the like, and it's a dream match. But the graphic is so bad. And I'm like, what? How do people like? I'm a visual guy. And if the graphic isn't visually stimulating, it makes me think that this is a rinky-dink show. And I wanted to do my best to help. So it started with fan art. So if there was an independent show and the only graphic they put out was one of those Marvel People Mountain posters where there's 30 people on it. What matches are on the show? I don't know. So I would find out the matches and I would specifically target a match that I thought was interesting and I would make a UFC style poster or just something to get noticed. So if it was like a newer guy versus a WWE guy, I would make a poster like that. So if the newer guy was like, oh man, thanks for making this poster. And then they share it, they'll tag the WWE guy. And the WWE guy, like, oh, I'll share this. And sometimes they tag me, sometimes they wouldn't. But that's where it all started. It was trying to help out a friend, realizing that this is something I can actually do, and then trying to get noticed. And then it spiraled.
It's one of those, and what you say about sort of match graphics for shows, it hits the nail on the head so hard. I've seen awful companies with brilliant graphics people,
Right.
and I've seen brilliant companies with awful graphics people.
Exactly.
It grinds my gears. Mate, it must make you have an aneurysm to see some of the posters.
That's probably the perfect way to I use the aneurysm analogy a lot. Like I'm like, how? 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 If you can afford to bring in a Japanese wrestler, fly them in, give them a hotel, make them feel like home, but your graphics look like somebody took less than 5 minutes. Why even? It's you have to make every aspect of your product the best it could be. And if you shortchange one, you're making the people, you're not saying it out loud, but you're putting priorities above other priorities. And I feel like all priorities should be the same level, regardless of the star power or who you hire to do the job, because the person doing the job thinks, oh, I'm the best in the world because I'm designing this for this company, when their work could be better. And I'm not saying mine's the best in the world, because I'm very critical of my work. And when people give me compliments, I don't really know how to take it. But people have told me that I'm good. I'll never believe it, but I want to show whoever hires me to do graphics that I actually care about the product rather than just trying to make money doing the job.
And it shows, and it stands out when someone cares about the product as well. It really, really shows. When it comes to those graphics and you getting, getting your flowers from people online, a big part of how that's happened is we come back to the disruptor element of Tom's Customs. You make these wonderful match graphics that perfectly emulate what the major companies do. And if you're just scrolling through Twitter, it has caused a lot of disruption. Can you remember the first time that you did a fake match graphic for a major company and it caught fire?
The first one was Nick Gage versus Jon Moxley for the GCW title on Dynamite. This is when they were having their feud in GCW, and this is right around the time Nick Gage was actually on AEW, which was insane because people thought I made that graphic. And I'm like, I'm just as surprised as you are. Tony doesn't do any favors to anybody, because his eclectic booking style is he brought in Dennis Rodman. And people attacked me. And I'm just like, sometimes I don't have to do anything. Tony does it himself. And it's like, thanks, Tony. Like he probably has no idea who I am, but he is helping facilitate something. I don't know. It's just, he has done more for me without realizing it than I think he actually knows.
I'm fairly sure when that Dennis Rodman is coming to collision graphic appeared, I'm sure I saw someone go, Tom's Customs, is this you?
Right. And one time, I forget what, when he booked Kushida on Dynamite, I forget who said it. So I apologize if they're going to listen to this, but they asked Tony, no, they quote tweeted Tony because he posted it, and they go, wow, I thought this was Tom's Customs. And then Tony commented, no, it was Tony's Customs. So
Getting the nod from the man himself.
maybe he was just, biting back at the people online, but I thought it was great.
I don't that, does, that to me at least, that doesn't sound like a bite back. To me, that just sounds like Tony acknowledging the stuff that you've done in the space, probably because you've been tagged in it so many times. I mean, certainly, and I want to thank you again for it during the previous week where we had the big push to get Jeff Jarrett and Grado all in for Wembley. A major part, as it would become, of the battle strategy was to try and get your attention because I respect what you do as a creator, and I thought, hey, if I can't offer anything in terms of like a financial return for it, but if only Tom's Customs was to make a Grado Jeff Jarrett graphic, wouldn't that be terrible? Don't do that, Tom. And
Don't do that.
don't do that. God bless you. You did it as well. And I genuinely think it's moments like that. And bless you did it again when the hype started for Jarrett Grado 2024. And I genuinely think it's stuff like that that helps it get over the edge. So on behalf of myself, thank you for the major role that you played, along with everybody else that shared it in, I think, booking an AEW show.
And it all, I don't want to say you're welcome, but You're welcome. I don't know how to take the compliment.
Thank you
for thanking me. But it's like, I'm actually a huge Grado fan. I can't tell you how many times I've shown Grado Burke to people that don't watch wrestling. It's the best video on the internet. And I knew about the Jeff Jarrett Grado thing even before, like, I remember seeing Jeff Jarrett at ICW. And he's like, Grado. And then he announced out Grado because I think he was the general manager for a night or something. And I'm like, oh, Jeff Jarrett likes Grado. And then when I saw that you tagged me, I'm like, oh, this is perfect. This is right up my wheelhouse. I want to see this happen. Tony, get Madonna. Tony, get it to have, like. And but when he came out with Paul White, I was a little underwhelmed, but it's Grado. Like, come on.
I was quick. I think a lot of people got upset because we didn't get Madonna. And there was a massive part of my soul that went, he ain't going to pay for Madonna.
Right.
And because I think, because knowing, like, from speaking to Grado over the last, like, 10 years, like, I know he's tried on many occasions to get Madonna to happen. And the big stumbling block is, unfortunately, Madonna, who has denied the use of it. So
which is a shame, because she's performed in front of so many people. And this is me calling out Madonna. It's like, Madonna, 80,000 people would have sang along to your song. You're not even there. But people are singing your song. Like, come on.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You and I, Toms United on the first ever Toms cast. It's great. It's, yeah. And you know, we want to encourage all Toms to join us. But I wanted to play a little game of which Tom you'd rather. Call it a Tomnament, if you will. Ooh. So I've got a list of famous Toms, and I want you to tell me which of these Toms you think is best, and it'll be a knockout round tournament style affair, and it'll determine who is the greatest celebrity Tom. Okay,
the Tom bracket,
and it goes like this. Okay, your first Tom bracket round: Tom Holland, aka Spider-Man, or Tom Felton, aka him from Harry Potter.
Tom Felton
going through.
Nostalgia wins every time.
That's nice. Football player Tom Brady or Hollywood actor Tom Hardy?
Ooh, Venom or... Who's more evil, Tom Brady or Venom? I'm a big football fan, so...
Are we going Brady?
Tom Hardy wins, because I hate Tom Brady sucks.
All righty then. The man behind Loki, Tom Hiddleston, and the man behind Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Tom Cruise, okay. Voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Tom Kenny. He wins. Who
okay.
is I'll let you say who he's against.
It was going to be Welsh singing sensation Tom Jones, but Tom Kenny.
I feel like you did Tom Jones a disservice by putting him against SpongeBob.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? this is an easy round. TikTok star Tom Sullivan or movie acting heavyweight Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
That was a poor draw for Tom Sullivan. I'm very sorry, Tom Sullivan.
This is very lopsided.
It's really tough, isn't it? It's really tough. We have in our next round former British Army officer and philanthropist who turned 100 and walked for charity during COVID, Captain Tom Moore, or mustachioed hunk of Hollywood, Tom Selleck?
Tom Moore.
Tom Moore. Oh, honored Tom Moore. I like it. I like it. Lead singer of the band McFly, Tom Fletcher, or Irish or Bedford-based pop star Tom Grennan?
Flip a coin.
Oh. Hang on, I got a coin here. Here we go. Nice.
You have a coin?
heads, okay. Heads, it's Tom Fletcher. Tails, it's Tom Grennan. Oh, it's tails. It's Tom Grennan. Wow, shock to the system. That's a shock to the system. Okay.
I love it.
Final in the opening round. Is it British world diving champion Tom Daley or singer-songwriter recently passed Tom Petty?
Oh, Tom Petty.
I say recently passed. It was 2017 he died, didn't it?
It was recent.
Okay.
It's recent enough to my mom.
Oh, it's real to me, damn it.
It's still real.
So the next round goes as follows. Is it going to be Tom Felton or Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's going through. Good one, son. Tom Cruise or Tom Kenny?
Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny. SpongeBob's keeping on keeping on. Tom Hanks or Tom Moore?
Captain Tom Hanks.
Tom Moore. Your walk has ended. Tom Grennan or Tom Petty? I think that's going to be Tom Petty. Tom Petty. Okay, semi-finals. It goes Tom Hardy or Tom Kenny?
Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny's still going. Heavyweights, Tom Hanks or Tom Petty?
Tom Hanks.
Ah, Tom Hanks goes through. And the final. Oh, Tom from Tom's Customs. The final. Is it voice of SpongeBob SquarePants Tom Kenny or voice of all of our childhoods Tom Hanks?
So here's why I'm choosing Tom Kenny, and it's not because of SpongeBob. Spyro the Dragon is my favorite video game of all time, and he was Spyro, so that's why Tom Kenny wins.
Do you know what? That's as good a reason as any. He was Simon the Door, so of course he should be the winner of our Tom Bracketology. Tom Kenny, the winner of the Tournament. With
Tom
myself.
Tom.
As presented by myself, Tom Campbell, and my guest today, Tom's Customs. Tom, it has been a pleasure to chat to you again. A good excuse. And I promised you it'd be different.
I loved it.
I promised you it'd be slightly different.
Sometimes the sequel is better than the original.
I said this, dear. The sequel's better. I want people to find you, to enjoy your work and celebrate you and book you for things. And where can people do all of that stuff?
On Twitter, I am It's Tom's Customs. And on Instagram, I'm Tom's_Customs.
Easy enough to remember. Thank you very much, Tom. It has been a pleasure to chat with you again. Let's get together and do another Tournament at some point, shall we, you great disruptor?
Tomcast 2.5.
Yes! Coming to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.